I'm Josh Gosser.
And I'm Jordan Taylor. Welcome back to A Shot of Whiskey, Season 2, Episode 13. Let's get it. But before we jump in all the way, my man Josh, still proud to tell everybody listening along that we are still rocking with Underdog Fantasy, our newest partner, and on top of that, even better, they're still currently running a promo for all new users that have been all season long. About 3 months in, and the easiest way for you to get in on this special is by downloading their app and using our code ASOW24. That is ASOW24. And go ahead and play along. So what are you waiting for? Stop messing around. Get started. Come play along with me and Josh for the rest of the season at Underdog Fantasy. Josh, what's happening, man? Big week over in Minneapolis for the boys. Almost got it done. Almost got it done. A heck of a run. I think we were frantically texting after each game, national championship.
I believe. Hop on the bandwagon, baby.
Hop on the bandwagon. I think it started after the big offensive explosion against Maryland, which was a sight for sore eyes. Threes were going down. I think that's the biggest story, right? Is it seems to that the offensive rhythm is back.
Yeah, I think that's a fair start. I wouldn't even say the offensive rhythm. I would say the energy, the competitive spirit, the aggressiveness. I don't know. I almost didn't recognize this Badger team, and not only like this year's team, but comparing it to the last like 25 years. Like, we were like pressing full court. Chucky was picking up 94 feet. We were overplaying the wings. We were making people uncomfortable. We were aggressive offensively, taking early shots in the shot clock. I don't know. I don't know if you got that same feeling, but it's just that, like, it didn't feel like the Badgers in that sense of way, but we still only ended up with 7, 5, and 10 turnovers, I think, in the final three games, which is why I think we played pretty well, because we were being aggressive, picking up, but still not turning the ball over. And quite honestly, I think Chucky Hepburn was the one who led this whole train. I mean, his energy, his leadership, his spirit, I think, just fed to the rest of the group. But it was really fun to see. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I think you said 25 years. That's a, you know what that, it actually reminded me of one particular game, specific the Illinois championship game reminded me of the UNC Wisconsin game back in 2005, yeah. The year after Devin left, when it was just back and forth and it was a high scoring game. We ended up losing by whatever, 5-8 to eventual national champions UNC.
But you lost that game and you felt good. Like, even against Illinois, I'm kind of proud of these guys. It was a fun game to watch.
It was a fun game to watch. He went toe for toe. It was easily, if it would, a couple shots go the other way. And I think it was one of those things where maybe you point where the defense could have been a bit better. But I thought they played solid defense as well. Like, Illinois' talent, Terrence Shannon is in the open court.
He's legit.
Yeah, like, he's as good as anybody I can remember in the open court in the Big Ten in a long time.
He could have gotten to the free throw line. I mean, he got like, what was he, 14 to 16 from the free throw line. He could get to the line anytime he wanted with his size, athleticism, and what he did defensively too is pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, but Chucky definitely led the way. That was amazing to see. If you can add Tyler Wahl, but I don't know what is going on with him in these last couple games. He seems to have lost his rhythm, but to me, that should be, again, somewhat encouraging. Only reason I would say is not just because he's got, you know, one game guaranteed left in his Badger career. So it's nothing really like, oh, he's going to turn it on here. But Tyler is a talented player. He's skilled. He has all these things to his game where if you add him into the mix of what was going on, then again, that's the 6th ranked team where at that 5 seed, that vaunted 5-12 matchup. I like the draw. I remember when I texted you when you were, your red shirt junior year, whatever it was. And I remember texting y'all, got the 2 seed, right?
Yeah.
Was it the 2 seed? And I remember I texted y'all, I said, y'all are going to the Final Four. I remember looking at the draw and yeah. I said, you can't, right? Not yeah. even to be yeah. an I told you so guy. But I'm looking at this, and even though I see Duke,
This is not a Coach K Duke. This is not 3 lottery picks. This is a good solid Duke team. They're a good team, but so are we.
So I look at that. Obviously, James Madison, I don't know a ton about them, admittedly. But then you look past that.
But it's James Madison. I mean, people are like, oh, it's a tough draw. Some people, and it's like, we just lost like 8 of 10 games and we get to play James Madison in round one. I'll take it.
Yeah, and that's a typical – I remember that's a typical – everybody thinks Wisconsin's going to lose that game just because it's Wisconsin. If it was any other Power 5 school, they'd be like, James Madison's going to lose by 20. I remember in my junior year, your freshman year, we got Belmont in a 4-13, and everybody was picking Belmont. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
if Duke was facing James Madison, I mean, that's a 4 seed. It's 4 or 5, same thing. Like, it's, I don't think it would be this hype around it.
Yeah, and granted, that Belmont team had Ian Clark on it as well. So it's like, you know, it was whatever. But look past that, you know, and obviously it is what you do in the tournament, especially as a fan. You look all the way into the future, all the way up to the national championship, because what could go wrong, of course. But you look up to – and Houston obviously being the biggest challenge in that bracket. Houston is a team that likes to play aggressive. They have guards that can get downhill. They do have a 4-man. I forget his name. I'm blanking on his name, who's actually probably a pro, really talented 4-man, but a freshman. He's young.
Yep.
That's the type of team that Wisconsin, I'm not scared of in the tournament. I'm like, all right, we're really good at counteracting that aggressiveness, keeping guards kind of corralled, contained, and going from there.
And their guards, who are their two best players, I think are both 6 feet, 180 pounds, which, you know, obviously presents challenges, but also not like physically Terrence Shannon, who scares you in that way. And Houston's known for their defense. I mean, that's what they are, and Ken Pom and all this stuff. So when you're playing a defensive-minded team, it's going to be a close game. Like, no matter what happens, it's going to be a close game. So with 6 minutes left, 4 minutes left, it's going to be a 1-2 possession game, and all we got to do is make a couple shots. So that I totally agree. The road is not that fierce. That said, we can beat anybody. We can lose to anybody. I'm really proud of the guys and happy with the way they played over the Big Ten tournament. I mean, you brought up Tyler Wall. I think he was hurt. I mean, he was hurt. It felt like he had this little knee thing that was bothering him. That's been something we haven't been able to figure out this whole season, is getting all of our guys, at least the past 2 months, getting all our guys like healthy, playing well, out of foul trouble at the same time. Like, you know, Chucky finally got back healthy, Kamari healthy, Max. It always feels like we got somebody who's dinged up, somebody who's missing a game. John Blackwell missed a couple of games. And then Tyler was in foul trouble. I mean, it feels like every game either Tyler or Steve are getting in foul trouble, and we're forced to bring in a Marcus Silver, a Carter Gilmore playing extended minutes. And those are some of the little things that I'm going to be looking for in the tournament. Like, these guys got to stay out of foul trouble. Steve and Tyler have got to stay out of foul trouble against James Madison, because we have the size advantage. Those guys are going to be able to score on the block, to get rebounds and do that. And if we take that size advantage away, then it becomes a more even game.
I think, you know, 100%. And you mentioned Steve. I think Steve Crowell got to be – him and Chucky are the X factors. I think we've almost been racking our own brains trying to figure out who the X factor is, like who's going to be. To me, it's like we've been hard on A. We've been obviously heaped praise on AJ because AJ is amazing. We've also been hard on AJ at times as well. I think at this point, they finally have an identity, which is what you talked about. They didn't have one, where it's like AJ is who he is. He's going to go get you a bucket. He's going to shoot. He's going to give you volume. He's going to give you athleticism. But Chucky and Steve at the 1 and the 5 being aggressive offensively, when they're good, oh, this is a top. I'll go as far as say a top 5 team in the country.
I agree. I think Chucky's finally figured out who he is, both as a player but also a leader. I don't know if you followed. I've been like fucking loving what Chucky's doing, even in the press conferences lately and in the huddles. I don't know if you followed any of this stuff, but he had a great quote after the Illinois loss when Coach Moore was there on the court. He had a great quote that I love that I feel like the guys kind of rallied around a little bit. He was talking in the huddles, I heard. I'm sure you saw on Selection Sunday when he had that straight face and kind of "I'm coming for blood" quote. Like, Chucky is finally like locked in, leading, showing that next level of like competitive. Like, I want this shit and I'm going to do whatever I can. And I feel like some of that was missing. Like, our guys were just like playing too much instead of like getting down in the dirt and competing at that next level. So I love what Chucky's doing, and I think everybody else is coming with them, and Steve being more aggressive too. So we've been kind of talking about these two guys being more aggressive and figuring it out for a while. And I think we saw how good they can be when those two guys are doing that.
Yeah. They're amazing. And to be fair, like you said, that's been missing. When Like that's always kind of the heart of Wisconsin too. The point guard just by default almost has always been like the leader. I can go back as far like obviously Devin, even when Sharif was there, Sharif and Cam Taylor and like I'd say your guys' year. Trayvon was definitely a leader. You
like,
and Trayvon.
Like a lead guard. It doesn't even have to be a – it's some lead guard who's just going to be a presence or a voice.
A dog. Yeah. And obviously Trayvon Hughes. So, yeah, I would say – I'm trying to think. Chucky has been that intermittently – school word for y'all. So he's been that intermittently. And now, to your point, yeah, I think it's great for him to finally – I think he's done it. I think he's done a good job at it. So I don't want to rip on him, but I think, like you said, it's just really,
he's showing it. He's like showing it visibly more instead of like being like I'm this cool cat because he is that cool, calm cat who can do. But he can also show him that he can get down and dirty too, which is what this team needed.
He turned into that KG dog.
Yeah.
Your ass. Dog. Well,
Chucky's basketball IQ is so high. He's got a great pulse on the game, and I think he saw. You know, what this team needed. I honestly think, he was hurt that one game. He missed a game and in the Big Ten tournament, and then he came back and he looked like he was healthier than ever. I think him almost being on the sideline for that game and getting to, like, take a step back and watch the guys and watch the flow of the game and see it from a different space, I think he noticed, like, where his value is and what this team needed. And he almost came out the next two games and it was just like, a different player, a different, like, aggressiveness with his play and his mind. And I think, I don't even know why he didn't play. Because he looks like healthier than ever the next game, you know? But it's something like sparked him being on the bench for that game. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we were remiss not to, we haven't had him on this podcast yet. He's been, you know, he's big time. So we'll have to flag him down. I think that's got to be the goal if and when they go to the second weekend of the tournament after they knock off James Madison, knock off Duke. Chucky's got to be, he's got to be priority number one for a Shot of Whiskey podcast because I would love to get into his mind and hear his perspective on how things have changed throughout the year. And if they do go into that Sweet 16 round, when they go into it, how they're going to get past Houston, how they're going to continue to propel themselves forward, you know?
Yep. I'm totally with you. Totally with you. It's funny you brought up AJ too. I don't know if you know, I've been texting you some of the AJ stats. Big Ten tournament, 70 shot attempts, one assist. But that's AJ. Yep. You know, it's like he brings a different dynamic to our game, and he just the way he can score the ball is just so impressive. It feels like whenever we need a bucket, like we're not going on these 8-minute droughts, 4-minute droughts, like you watched Virginia yesterday and some of the last year Wisconsin games. I mean, AJ doesn't allow that to happen. If we have two possessions without scoring, he can just put his head down and get to the basket and either get a shot at the rim, a little pull up, or get fouled. Yeah. So, I mean, he's just impressive. And he's got so much room to grow as a player. Talk about one assist and 70 shot attempts. He's got that much to grow. So, you know,
nah. Shoot till you get hot. And when you get hot, keep shooting, baby. Don't pass gas, man. Let that thing fly, AJ.
That's not a hater stat. That's just more of like he is a bucket getter, and Chucky knows what he's got to do, and he's got find our identity.
My man AJ is a shot taker. He ain't got no to pass. What is that?
He actually passed to himself off the backboard and almost punched it.
Assist should have been an assist. It's almost assist. But yo, let's talk about. We have Mike DeCourcy on the show. Shout out Mike DeCourcy, the March GOAT. He talked about the Badgers going no lower than a 6 seed when he was on the show, regardless of outcome in the Big Ten tournament. Do you think that we should have been a 5 seed or higher with the outcome? And if we beat Illinois, would we have been higher than a 5 seed?
I think once we beat Purdue, we were locked into that 5. Quite honestly, I don't see a difference. You look at the matchups between the 4, 5s, and 6s. Like, what's the difference? I mean, like, Duquesne was an 11. James Madison's a 12. Somebody else is a 13. Like, what the hell does it matter? People are a bunch the same. Mike, of course, kind of talked about that, too. So I think being a 5 is kind of where we belong based on our schedule, based on what we did, beating Purdue. I think it's more about just, again, feeling good about yourselves coming into the tournament. And I think right now we feel good about ourselves and we're playing well. So I think 5 is about where we should be, and I like the road. You talked about it.
All right. You know what? Do you think we could have snuck to a three, though? No? That's too high. It's too high.
Again, the brackets were already kind of out by the time that championship game. True. I just feel like, and again, I don't think it would have been a matter of Duke and us switch spots. We'd be playing each other in the second round, playing whoever, you know, it doesn't really matter. So, I don't know.
That's true. All right, before we get into some of our bracket picks, I want to talk about, shout out Coach Guard, man. We got to show Coach Guard some love, the coaching staff some love. Tournament basketball is much different than regular season. There's an art to it. There's that he seems to do well in, pretty well in when he's in the tournament. That ATO that they got for Chucky to the Ring Around the Rosie ATO was fire. to get Chucky an easy layup.
You know what that play was?
No, tell me. We didn't have that one.
No, we didn't either. It was the same play they ran against Xavier in the Sweet 16 where Bronson hit that three.
Was it?
Same exact play, but he went around, he wrapped around. Instead of shooting the three like BK did, he
broke the man down. Really? Okay. That's a good
They brought Edie, you know, they call it a timeout right before that play, and Edie was initially under the rim to start that possession, and then they call a timeout, and then Edie went on the ball, I think. Yeah, Edie went on the ball. So that, I think Chucky probably noticed that, and then the lane was wide open. So it was a really smart decision and good call by Coach Guard.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure.
Worked in the past.
Yeah, that's a high percentage. But I remember I didn't remember it from Xavier. That's a good catch that Edie was – I was out in Central London, so I was more focused on Central London at the pub, eh? That was really impressive. But just I think it also shows kind of the belief that these guys have in Coach Guard and vice versa. Coach Guard has in the players to be able to make a run like that and hopefully continue to run.
Yeah, I'll also give Coach Guard and the staff credit. I kind of said earlier how we're picking up full court and pressuring. I mean, that's what I think. That was a concerted effort by the coaching staff to tell Chucky, hey, pick up Braden Smith full court and try to get Purdue's offense extended further out. It's why they lost in the NCAA tournament last year to a 16 seed. You know, they pressured the guards. They got him out of their offense, got him stepping a little further away where Edie wasn't catching under the hoop. They weren't as comfortable. I think they did the same thing against Illinois, pressuring Marcus Domask full court because Illinois doesn't have like a traditional point guard. So I feel like Chucky felt like he had an advantage of Marcus Domask was bringing it up or Terrence Shannon, like a bigger guy that he could kind of get into. And I felt like the staff made a concerted effort to play to our personnel and to not play the traditional Wisconsin way always and kind of make adjustments. And I think Coach Guard did that on both ends of the floor.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, I give him credit, Coach Guard credit, his adjustments. We were never really an adjustments team. So shout out Coach Guard and his evolution, and shout out, you know, whatever else needs to be shouted out. But let's get to, let's go to, man, before we log off, we gotta get some picks, man. So
I want to make one other point though about this team. I want to make one other point about this team, why I feel good about this team in the tournament.
Yeah,
we gave up three straight games of the Big Ten tournament where a guy got 30 on us. And we still either won the game or basically won the game. And I feel like past Wisconsin teams, if someone dropped 30 on us, I don't think we had much of a chance. So I just feel like the fact that we gave up three straight games where a guy dropped 30 on us, we beat really good teams or almost beat really good teams, I feel like that's a good sign going into the tournament that all we got to do is not let a guy go for 30. And even if they do, we have the offensive firepower to be able to kind of match that, which hasn't been the case always.
Jacob Pullen had like 35, 38, and we won.
I'm just saying. No,
I know. It's a good point.
And we were a better team than most Wisconsin teams, that team.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think, to your point, that was a better Wisconsin team.
Yeah.
Joseph Young, same thing, my junior, senior year. He dropped 30 on us, and we still beat him. But most years, if a guy drops 30, 35 on us, we're probably in trouble.
Yeah, you ain't lying. All right, so here's what we're going to do, man. I don't know what the bosses, what the higher-ups have for us in terms of if we don't get to the Sweet 16, what our episode schedule will look like. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to toss out – obviously, we're going to predict Wisconsin, right? Then I want you to give me – you got a bracket in front of you, I'm assuming?
I don't, but I can figure it out.
Yeah, come on, Josh. Come prepared. Yeah, I got you. Come prepared, Josh.
You're the one leading this thing. You think you come prepared? How you think
I come prepared? I'm prepared all the time. I may be fashionably late at
times. We started this podcast about 35 minutes late.
I may be fashionably late at times, Josh. I'm living a busy life. I got baby on the way, Josh. I got baby on the way. I got things.
Are you making that public? You just made it public.
Yeah, it's public, man. It's public. It's public. It's public knowledge.
Papa Jordan. Love it.
Baby, baby, baby. So, yeah. So, can't always be punctual, but I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, stop hating. you go give me a Wisconsin James Madison prediction and score.
Right now?
First. Yep, right now.
82-70 Wisconsin.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go with 76-65 Wisconsin. 76-67 Wisconsin. We go to the second round. All right, so that's we're going to do that. I want you to tell me your Sweet 16 teams and who's your biggest upset of the first round.
Biggest upset of the first round. Let's start there.
Yep.
I like Drake. That's not a huge upset. I like Drake in New Mexico. But in terms of a bigger one, I think I like UAB over San Diego State. I haven't watched either of those teams play at all, but I like it.
That's your 12-5.
That's 12-5.
I like Mountain West always. They fold.
I agree. I was gonna say I got New Mexico out in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Just as like an underseeded team to make it far, and then you go ahead with yours before you get to Sweet 16.
My biggest upset. I'm going NC State just because they're hot. That's easy. Yeah. I know that's the easy pick, but they're hot. I like the big fella. So
but
you know what I'm just gonna throw out there. I'm gonna throw out Samford beats Kansas.
I have that as well. Why didn't I say that? Damn.
I'm gonna throw out Samford beats Kansas. That probably
especially with McCullough being out now.
McCullough's
that,
out.
I even yep. thought that beforehand that they were in trouble.
Yep. So I like that one. Okay. So now give me your Sweet 16 teams.
You asked me to name 16 teams.
You have a bracket in front of you, like.
I got UConn and Auburn, and then I got Illinois against Drake.
Okay,
what do you got? What do you got in that bracket?
On that side, I'm going UConn. I'm going UConn UConn Auburn. I guess I'm going UConn Auburn, and then I'm going Illinois, and I'm going to Washington State.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm going to Iowa State. I'm going to keep it real clean over there. Sorry.
All right. You know, what I do before the bracket comes out, I pick teams that I like. Auburn was my team that I really liked. I'm fucking pissed I got stuck with UConn. I got Auburn beating UConn just because in my mind, I liked Auburn, and I can't go against it. But anyways.
UConn, if you can stop their action, like – their action is good.
It's fluid, yeah.
But if you run into a good coach that like Creighton when they did it, like if you can kind of disrupt their action, they don't really have a ton of playmakers.
Exactly.
So I could see UConn going out early.
Their leading scorer is a dude from Rutgers last year. I mean, he's a nice player, but I mean, they don't have a bunch of NBA guard. We had a couple, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Auburn can disrupt them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of European action too. So like,
UConn's good though. They're good, they're not dominant.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very good. All right, who you got in the West? North Carolina's bracket.
North Carolina, Alabama, New Mexico, right. Arizona.
North Carolina, I'm going Michigan. I'm going Sparty. It's March, baby. Woo! You don't know better than that. I'm going Sparty, Bama. I'm going to go with Clemson and Arizona.
Are you going to be a Big Ten homer because we're on a Big Ten podcast, or are you going to play it real?
Who am I being a homer to?
Big Ten. I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Who did I pick from the Big Ten? No. Who else did I pick?
Michigan
I picked
State.
Illinois.
Okay. You think Michigan?
Michigan State is March. What do you mean?
Usually I'm with you. Yep.
I ain't gonna hold you. Michigan State in March. I might have to pick them to beat Wisconsin. They don't really lose in March. I'm just keep the green bean, man. They tough.
Yeah.
All right. Go over to the Midwest. Hurry up, man. Short on time.
Houston, Wisconsin.
That is not the Midwest, but in the East.
Midwest?
Sorry. In the South. Go ahead with the South. Just finish.
What? Okay. Houston, Wisconsin, Kentucky, yeah. Colorado.
Ew. Colorado. Yuck.
I ain't picking all Marquette. Right. Isn't that with Marquette?
I'm going Houston, Wisconsin, Marquette, and NC State. We rolling. Let's go.
Oh.
In the Midwest. In the Midwest.
TCU, Gonzaga, Creighton in Tennessee.
All right.
There's going to be one seed who doesn't make it to the Sweet 16. That's usually
you set
the case.
Off air that you're trying to find clients to go hang out with during March Madness, and it seems you're already drunk. So, yeah. So I'm going Purdue, Gonzaga, I'm going to go with Coach P, Lamont Paris, South Carolina. Let's get it. I'm going with South Carolina and Tennessee. Down there. All right. So
that's I hate that matchup with Coach P, man. Oh, hate it.
Tennessee
Oregon
and South Carolina.
No, that's all right. He'll be the first round. Yeah.
Coach P, let's get it, man. All right. Now give me your final four fast. Hurry up.
Right Auburn, Arizona, either Wisconsin or Houston, and then Tennessee.
All right. I'm going to go. I really don't like Purdue. I'm going to go with Tennessee. Tennessee, Arizona, Wisconsin, and UConn. UConn goes back.
Yeah. So we're pretty aligned other than the UConn-Auburn.
Yeah, we're not too far.
Wisconsin great, with that game. I don't want to sound too biased by just picking Wisconsin.
Why? Why? You always – yes, you can – Josh, we've talked about this. You can be – you can – be a little
right,
arrogant about
it.
Your
Wisconsin
accomplishments.
Wisconsin is making it to the Final Four, all right?
You can be biased and you can have some confidence and some arrogance about your accomplishments, man. It's okay. Don't worry about it. No one's going to hold it against you. All right. That's fair, though, man. I got Wisconsin winning it all. I think we beat UConn in the final in the national championship. Go Bucky, man. You know how it is. But listen, man, that's all we got for you. I think that's if – we'll see. We'll see because I don't know. Hopefully, I think we'll do a wrap-up show. We got to talk to the boss, talk to the bosses, right? But this is all we got for you. Shot of Whiskey, Season 2, Episode 13. We greatly, greatly appreciate you guys tuning in this year. And, you know, make sure you go check out Underdog Fantasy. Keep following along. Keep checking us out. Keep supporting Wisconsin, Coach Guard, all the fellas as they go on this journey through the NCAA tournament, man. So, love. That's Josh Gosser. I'm Jordan Taylor. We'll catch y'all next time.